Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Midsummer Blues. It's episode 519, and we have plugins for time wasting, saving time, deliveries, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, where the new magic number is 66 and July 1st is the new magic day. Unfortunately, I'm here all by my lonesome today. Amber couldn't join us. She had an emergency she had to take care of, so she won't be here, but she will be back next week. You know, I like to, you know, do a quick shout out to the No Agenda Show. Thank you for their inspiration of ideas and their stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
Although we have fewer and fewer of those here on this show, we're getting more and more of our own. You know, so we're not going to be doing a Q&A segment today. We're going to, you know, cover that next week. Amber's rant, I'm just going to leave it in here. I'm not going to read her rant. She actually managed to write her rant, get some of her notes ready for the show, but life gets in the way sometimes where you just can't do what you need to do. But she was kind enough to provide me with all the news that I needed. Hey, Hemdian, welcome to the show. Glad to see you back. We haven't seen you in a while. All right, first article we got out for you. Since I haven't read these, I probably should have went through and read some of these, but let's see what she's got for us there. All right, we got an article here. Install immediately. Microsoft delivers an emergency patch for print nightmare security bug. Ah, yes, so she mentioned something about this to me. It seems that the print spooler has a bit of an issue, and they're pushing out a patch to patch up the print spooler on your Microsoft machine. Probably a good idea. I know they crammed it down my throat the other day. I was trying to wonder, why in the hell are they giving me an update? I'm trying to avoid those right now, but they crammed that one down my throat. So, and then in the process, changed all my settings again. They seem to love doing that. They change one thing, they change all your settings. So if you haven't dealt with that, make sure you get in there. All right, another article she's got here. WordPress 5.8 is adding support for new emoji. Why? Okay, emoji, new emoji. Like, do you really need emojis on your website? You know, the vast majority of websites out there are for business purposes. Do you really need emojis for them? Not to mention the emojis add additional stress to load time and other stuff. Believe it or not, those little insignificant emojis do sometimes add some stress to your site load. All right, well, I guess they need emojis. I'm surprised they're not supporting the poop emoji. Why not? Oh, they've got a vaccine emoji. Woohoo! Yay. All right. Let's see what we've got here. Anything cool? No, nothing. Hey, they got a fox emoji. All right. Never mind. We'll move along. WordPress green lights in-person meetups for events. So if you're missing the WordPress meetups, you can go to them. I'm sure they have all kinds of conditions around it. Like, we won't go into that here. That's something for another channel, but it's good to know that they're green lighting the events. I haven't been doing them for well over 18 months. I had a bunch of meetups that got canceled. I'm still trying to get a refund on those. But at any rate, I don't know if I'll be bringing them back because in 18 months, I've changed a lot in my life. So I'm no longer focused in this stuff as much as I should be. Looks like there's a major revamp coming for GitHub issues. GitHub unveiled new features this week. They're doing a complete revamp of the spreadsheets, custom field links, task links, issues, pretty well anything and everything. So if you're a GitHub user, you probably know this is coming, but if you're not or you haven't looked at your GitHub for a while, you should probably go look at your GitHub repository and see what's coming down and going to change on your GitHub repository. Let's see where else we got. What else we got for news here? Loco Pro free for That's really all we got. I didn't dig for news. I didn't think to dig for news, but we've got a whole bunch of news articles here. You know, a major revamp. Well, the email fatigue is opening the door for... Oh, this one ought to be entertaining. Email fatigue is something all of us deal with. You know, if you've been doing this any length of time, you realize how many emails you get in a day. I get between 200 and 300 emails a day, and of those 200 and 300 emails, maybe 12 are something I got to deal with. I filter, and I filter as much as I possibly can, but sometimes you got to let certain thing. I got to let certain things come through because they'll get tagged as spam when they're not spam. So you gotta read or skim through things. But you know, so what's happening, of course, is I'm sure that the spammers and the hackers are sending out mass amounts of email, and they do. I see it all the time. It's the joys of having multiple email addresses, is I'll see the same email come to the different email addresses, so that I'll know right away that it's spam. And I do have one email address that I've never, ever used for anything, given out to anybody, put on a website anywhere. I set it up strictly as a honeypot. So if something arrives in that, I know 100% certain that it's spam. And oftentimes, it's the same things that arrive everywhere else. Because there has been occasional time where I've almost been caught, where I look at something, it's like, is that legit? And then I have to dig a little and say, okay, no, it's not legit. So you have to, sometimes they get really good. Sometimes they hire people that actually know how to read and write English and write good letters instead of the usual garbage that's impossible to read. All right, here's an article that'll help folks out there doing developing. 9 ways to customize your WP footer by hand and using a plugin. So this one here is one that you might want to look over. It's ways to customize your footer. It looks like they've got some plugin ways, widget options. How to remove the proudly powered. You can do that multiple ways, plugins, or just put a piece of code in there, or swap to a theme that doesn't use it. So this is a useful article for those of you that are doing customizations out there. All right. Well, that's it, all we've got for the news here. Yeah, thank you. Switching screens over there. All right. Let's jump on over to, well, we don't get to toss me off the soapbox today because I'm the only one up here. Ha-ha.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Oh, you know what? I played the jingle too late. Ha! I'm a little out of sync. Let's go to this one.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
What happens when I have all of the jingles stacked on top of each other in the button pusher? All right. Donation time. This is a segment we do like to recognize and honor the people who produce the show for us, because the producers of this show are really something special. I really do enjoy the producers that help us out. You know, we've got producers that come in with artwork, time, talent, treasure. That's what we're after, your time, talent, or treasure. You know, the biggest one we could use is treasure, but time and talent are a big thing. And first off, I like to recognize those that have supplied some talent. And this week here, we are going to recognize and honor the talent of our artwork. And give me a second here. For some reason, I forgot to leave it open. And there we go. Let's see. That should pop it up. There it is. There's the artwork this week. It comes to us from Danielle Pays. And when I used it and then I look back, it's like, okay, I might have used this one before, but it seems so appropriate to today's title, you know, the Midsummer Blues. You know, it is talking about Mars. Mars is cold. We talked about that last week, but granted, it looks hot and it does look like you're melting. You know, it's midsummer time. You know, people are sort of get a little lethargic. It's kind of like midwinter. It seems there's a midsummer time of slowdown, lethargism, and also midwinter right around Christmas time. So, and of course, you know, if you live down south in like Australia or something, it's Christmas time for you down there because it's midwinter down there. At any rate, thank you, Danielle. I greatly appreciate your artwork. You can check out the information about Danielle at daniellepaez.com. Lots of really great stuff over there. You know, they can help you with website design and other miscellaneous things you might need. So go check it out. So thank you very much. And if you'd like to support the show by contributing your talent, go to the art, the show art, generator. There we go. Art generator. And click on the galleries. You know, we got the galleries for May and then May and June. I should have relabeled that one, but we've got a new gallery for July. So hopefully anyone that enters new artwork, please enter it into the July gallery so we can see the new artwork. We could use some new artwork. We're running just a little low right now. I'm starting to run out of things to use. I may have to start creating the artwork again, and you just don't want that. My artwork's not all that good, you know, and that's the way it works. At any rate, go check it out. Thank you, Danielle. Greatly appreciate it. We do like to give a thank you to those who donate cash. They're treasure to us. You know, anyone who donates $50 or more gets a note read out on the show, links to wherever they want them to go, all that good stuff. But there are a couple people out there that do donate a few small bucks to us each week and each month. Thank you very much to you. That is appreciated. That money doesn't go in my pocket. It does help the show out, though, so thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. And as for time, there's lots of things that time can help us with. We got Charlie, who helps us out with the contest, and we really need somebody to help manage and maintain the art gallery, you know, the art generator here. Anyone interested in that, contributing their time for that, reach out to me, john@wppro.ca. I'll hook you up with everything you need to take over it and run that component of the website. Thank you again, everyone. Greatly appreciate it. All right, this is where we jump off to where everyone shows up for this show for Into the Depths of Plug-in Depravity. All right, first off, classic press options, nothing special this week. As we've mentioned, we're just going to keep this here because we're not really have a chance to do any classic press. But if any listeners show up and want us to showcase stuff, please point us in the right direction, send us links, emails, all kinds of stuff. Even if you want to write reviews of plugins or themes that are classic press specific, send them to us. We'll get you in here on the show. So what do I got for WordPress plugins? I've got some plugins for you. The first one I've got for you this week is called Orderable Pro. And Orderable is one that we are currently running a contest on. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Orderable, I've started checking this out and started installing this up on the Rogues Tavern to allow for people to place orders and then pick them up at a later date. Preferably pick them up at my Saturday market or pick them up when I'm up island at the Oasis. This will be a really great tool for you if you run a website, a WooCommerce site that has products that you're already delivering to people or people can come pick up from your place of business or somewhere else. This allows them to order up the items they want, tell you when they're going to pick them up or what delivery hour window you'd like to set it up. Like you can go in there, set up delivery hour windows, when you will deliver it. They can choose that delivery hour window. You can have pickup windows in there. You can, it's mobile friendly. It's your own platform. You won't have to pay for all of those other organizations out there. I can't even think of them, you know, Skip the Dishes or all the other things, you know, pay those ridiculous fees. This is especially good for a business, a restaurant or a pizza place or something that's got a WordPress website that's using a WooCommerce store to do their orders. They can bypass that fee, own their own platform, save themselves a lot of money. It's got some really cool order layouts. You can put product add-ons on there, one-page ordering, time slots, the order flow, you know, holiday scheduling, a whole lot goes into this plugin. This is a pretty nice plugin, and it's relatively new, and you'll want to go check this out. They do have a bit of a special on right now, a pre-launch offer. Go order it up and check it out. It's called Orderable, and you can get it at orderable.com. And I give it a 5 dragon rating. Hey, the next one I've got for you. Everybody wastes way too much time on the internet. Well, let's give you another way to waste even more time. Here you go. Go get WAPO Minesweeper. Now, anyone who's been around Windows long enough knows that Minesweeper was a really big game back around Windows 3.1, I think. Somewhere around there, you could waste way too much time playing Minesweeper. Well, Here's a way to help you waste even more time. Load this up on your website. All you got to do is drop the short code on any page. And then what happens when someone hits that page? It loads a pop-up window where Minesweeper's at. And you can sit there and play Minesweeper forever mind-numbing time you want to play. Really cool. It's, you know, old school, fun game. I've never been able to master it. I'm constantly blowing it up. I did try it, and I wasted, you know, a little bit of time this morning checking it out. Anyway, go check it out. WAPO. WOPO, Minesweeper, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. The final plugin I've got for you here today is One Page Checkout for WooCommerce. This one here, if you're just running a regular WooCommerce site and you want to make things easier, what you can do is install this plugin, set it up, and it means that when people place things into their shopping cart, they no longer have to go to the shopping cart. They can just go straight to the payment page and the checkout page where it shows everything listed, everything nice and clean, know what they've got. They can adjust it all. It's a one-page checkout. Fill it all out. Know what they've got. Pay you the money and be done and out of your store. This is a pretty cool looking plugin. Really new plugin. Something that seems to work okay. You know, it doesn't have any problems, and I kind of like it, so I'm going to give it a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out. It's a one-page checkout for WooCommerce. Seems I'm going to have a short show today. Oh, well. All right. Well, the only thing else we got here is to talk about the wonderful... Absolutely. It's our contest, and thanks to Steve Goodtime and Brent Matthews for that jingle. And again, I'd like to thank Charlie for helping us out with this contest and getting it fully organized for us, procuring the licenses, you know, responding to different things in here, and doing such a fantastic job with it. Thank you very much, Charlie, for all the time you put into this. This week's contest, oh, before I go, one more holler out to those who won the last contest where we gave out 3 lifetime licenses from Bloxy, a really great plugin. If you want to hear about Bloxy and how great it is, go check out when Charlie was a guest host on our show back at episode 515. And congratulations went out to Lewis, Martin, and Ellison for winning the licenses. This week's contest is for Orderable, which I just talked about, and I just reviewed that plugin. What we're doing is we're giving away a single site lifetime license valued at $599. Now, this is something highly worthwhile. If you're building a website that's going to have deliveries, or you have a website that's going to have deliveries, you want to enter this contest because you might get this plugin and never have to pay for it again. And it could save you tons of money over the life. Even if you have to buy this plugin, it could save you tons of money over the life of the plugin. Go check this one out. It is Orderable, and it is a single site lifetime license that we are giving away. The contest was supposed to is ending next week. So we extended it an extra week because we decided to just push it out a little bit because last week was an unusual kind of show. We didn't have any plugin reviews or any of the standard stuff. We weren't even live at that time. It was just a, you know, pre-recorded show so we could enjoy the Canada Day holiday. Okay, this contest is open. All you got to do is go to wppluginsaz.com/contest, enter the contest, and then go enter the contest in there. Click the link, and there it is. Takes you right to Orderable. Go enter the contest. All we need is your name and email address, and enter the contest. And that's really all we got for you here. You know, plugins I covered up this episode, well, Orderable Pro, which I gave a 5 to, the WOPO Minesweeper, which I gave a 5 to, and the one-page checkout for WooCommerce, which I gave a 5 to. All right, a couple of quick reminders. Well, anyone who wants to show up, there is a bit of a meetup this weekend. It's for my birthday party. Anyone who wants to show up there and have a good time, they live here on Vancouver Island, you got just a couple of days to reach out to me at john@wppro.ca to find out about directions to the meetup. All right, and if you're not getting enough of myself and Amber, well, check us out every Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock Pacific time at theroguestavern.com/live. Also, interviews. Hey, you want to be in an interview show? Man, reach out to me, wppluginsaz.com/interview. All right, let's see what we got. Hemdian, the other day I upgraded my WP hosting plan and the host installed Jetpack. Yeah, no, Jetpack is bloated, not considered. It is bloated. No, it's not feature light either, man. You get the light version, everything else is still there in the background. It's an all or nothing thing. Okay, there are people that make use of Jetpack, and it seems to be okay with them. But Jetpack, ever since its creation 5 years ago or so, it started out okay, but then they started taking very cool, useful plugins that were standalone and cramming them into Jetpack, and the only way you could get those plugins going forward was in Jetpack. I tried using it, but then as time went on, Jetpack became more bloated and more bloated and more bloated, and Jetpack does slow down websites. There are ways around it, you know, caching and other things, but I don't use Jetpack. I avoid it like the plague. I remove it from people's sites. So you'd have to try it and see if it's worthy of it. You should have come and saw me for upgraded hosting, man. You would have had way better hosting probably for the same amount of money you're currently paying. At any rate, good luck with it. Hopefully you don't use Jetpack, but good question, Hemdian. All right, I don't have any other questions or answers or anything else to go on about. No more reminders for this week. You know, next week, Amber will be back to the show, and we will probably get back on course for regular show days, regular information, regular entertainment. I know everyone comes here to talk to Amber now, but that's life. I don't mind. She's much cuter than me, although nobody's paid the fee to see how cute she is. You just have to trust me. All right, that's all I've got for you, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate everyone showing up today. And I'm going to wrap it up and let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Alrighty, well, that's all I got, and one other quick thing. It is at, the meetup is at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon for those that might still be listening. At any rate, a little bit of Days of Thunder, just to keeping with it for the YouTube version. Take care now. Bye-bye.
These are the days of thunder. We're gonna make time stand still.